to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being with me. I appreciate it. It is Monday morning again. Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Amazing fellowship yesterday. We dealt with the last week biblical question. Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? If you didn't get a chance to watch it live or you were not there, you can podcast it. You can podcast it. Very, very interesting. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about today or right now, out or somewhere in the world, right? If you're out and about and you just can't sit and watching the show live, you're celebrating Memorial Day or doing something, and you just can't sit and watch it, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuilding the man. Rebuilding the man. I do have a brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a real doozy. And again, it's for those who want to overcome, who are working on themselves to overcome. Is not for all. I understand and I know for a fact and without a doubt that most people are not going to work on themselves. They don't want to. They don't want to hear about it. They love their misery. They love their hell. So it's only for those who want to overcome. And there are people around the world who want to overcome. And so the biblical question for you to know thyself, to question yourself, to examine yourself, because you are your problem. No one else is. Yes, you were traumatized by your parents, but as an adult, you and only you and only you are responsible to overcome. You and only you. And you can't take anyone on this journey of overcoming. You must travel this one alone. And for you people who can't live without a crowd or without somebody around you, you're not going to be able to make it. You can hang it up. But for those who are willing to travel alone, this journey, you can't take your wife, your husband, your children, your daddy, your mama, your friends, your workers, no one. You got to travel this alone. Isn't that amazing? And it's amazing to have to travel it alone, because most people cannot be alone. The average person cannot be alone. That's amazing, huh? I hear a fan or something. Okay. The average person cannot be alone. It just can't happen. Hang it up, it ain't going to happen. Only a few are going to travel that straight and narrow. So, brand new biblical question for this week. Are emotions necessary? Are emotions necessary? Man, what a question. Are emotions necessary? Amazing question. I'm going to get to all of your calls at 888-775-3773 and your super chats from yesterday and Saturday and whenever else today. But first, I want to say happy Memorial Day. I don't quite know how do we celebrate. And I know that human beings say it. I do understand that. Happy Memorial Day. When it's about dead soldiers, the man who died on the battlefield. So I don't know how that is happy, but happy Memorial Day. Today is Memorial Day. And the purpose of this day is honoring and remembering the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. That's according to CNN. And I know, the one thing I do know about, because I counsel with so many men who have been in the military at one time or another, and I talk to them about the pain that they are going through, and they believe that these are living ones, of course. And they believe that they have to live in misery for the rest of their lives because they have heard the so-called experts say that they had something called post-traumatic distress or something like that order. And the experts who are dumb as a doorknob with the degrees, they have lied to the military men by telling them that they are stuck and there's no way out of this misery. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And so a lot of men were stuck because they thought that they had believed a lie from the expert, so-called expert, the psychiatrists, counselors, and the so-called stupid experts. And they thought they were stuck with so-called post-traumatic stress disorder for the rest of their life. And they've been having a rough time with it, especially when they have families. Their families suffer from it as well, meaning where the families suffer from their reactions. But once I counsel with them and they find out that it's just another overreaction to a situation, and they realize they can just drop the anger because they were already traumatized before they went into the military. They had already reacted to their mothers and sometimes their fathers. And so they were already traumatized, right? And so they went into the military and then they were traumatized even more so by seeing awful things, dead bodies, or having to kill people or watch people get killed or maimed arms and legs cut off. So they overreacted to those situations. And every overreaction cause you to go deeper into hell, into your own mind and emotions. And your mind and emotions are pure hell. And so they suffer from that. And so you can overcome. There's nothing that you cannot overcome if you want to. But you got to not believe the lie. I just realized that today is Monday. And today is no one told me or reminded me. They're letting me go on and on. And today is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Female Monday. Female Monday. Female Monday. Female, I'm testing my mic here, y'all. Female Monday. And we take all calls on all the issues, but Female Monday, we take the female calls first as they come in. But we take all calls. But anyway, to the military men, don't let anyone tell you that you're stuck with post-traumatic stress disorder. And because they tell you this, they counsel with you, they lie to you, and then they give you medication. And now you're gone for the rest of your life. You drop the anger, you could be free. You stop overreacting to situations, no matter what they are, you could be free. Really, you really can. So take control. Don't believe the lie that you cannot overcome. You can overcome. One other quick thing I want to share with you is that there's a study that's out, and I don't know how true it is. It might be true because they have so many pot marijuana plants everywhere, or stores, or whatever you want to call them. But there's a study out from Fox that says more Americans smoke marijuana daily than drink alcohol, study claims. More Americans smoke marijuana daily than drink alcohol, study claim. If this is true, why did they bother to even try to stop people from drinking? Was there not enough money in selling alcohol? Because it's all about the money. It's all about the money, and it's all about control. They get you high, they can control you. And they want to keep you high. And if this is true, according to Fox, more Americans smoke marijuana daily than drink alcohol, study claim. If this is true, just imagine what's going to happen to businesses now. The employee is going to be going to work high. And what do you think going to have with services as a result of being high? Or building equipments and things like that? They're going to be out of their mind. They don't know what they're doing. Now, a pot smoker will tell you he knows what he or she are doing, but they don't. They're high. They're unconscious. My country is gone. My country is over. It's not coming back. Using data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, the study... I can't see it. I have to come back to it, folks. But it's amazing. There's no soundbite with, so I can't see the writing. Hold on. Let me go and ask someone. I'll be right back. I got it now, I think. So, using data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, the study argues that this is the first time in American history that daily marijuana consumers outnumber daily alcohol users. What a mess! It's getting worse and not better. I understand it, but I also think it's interesting is that the government can tell you that, okay, it's okay for you to smoke marijuana now daily. We're not going to have a law against you. You're not going to jail for it. It is normal. God made the marijuana, they say, and you go out and smoke it daily. And so I can't really, blame the government for it, because as adults, you are responsible for your life. The government is not responsible for your life. As an adult, your parents are no longer responsible for your life. Only you. You decide if you want to live in hell or heaven. And so even though, according to this study, people are doing it daily now, and of course that will happen, but people are doing it daily now, I can't blame the government. I understand that the government is doing it because the government wants to control you to make money, to get votes, to control you, right? But I can't blame the government. You're responsible for you. No one else is. You are your world. And you have decided that you want someone else to control your world, then that's on you. But as far as America, America is not coming back. And it is Memorial Day, and the soldiers say, well, we died for America. We gave our life. Do you know that we talked about this yesterday briefly, kind of mentioned it in the fellowship yesterday, that in the good old days when men went to war or when they went to the military or the service, military service, they did it because they wanted to fight for the freedom of America. They wanted to do it. That was the first priority. But now men and so-called women in the military, they're in there because of they want benefits. They're not in the military because they want freedom. They're not in the military because they want to protect the USA. They want to fight for the country, give their life for the country. They're in there because they want, and we're playing soundbites of these men and so-called women in the military saying that. They're in there for the benefits, free rent, free food, free education, free everything. And they'll tell you out loud, that's why they're in the military. And they have taken out all of the men who have gone to the military to sacrifice their lives for us. They take them out and put in the ones that are there for benefits. And now you can smoke marijuana daily and not go to jail. No wonder so many car accidents are happening. May God have mercy on my country. It is gone. But it doesn't mean you have to live in fear. It doesn't mean you have to worry just because the physical country is gone as we know it. It's up to you. You can have peace right here on earth. Let me go to Ashley. I think it's Ashley. Let me go find out this Ashley. I'll be right back, folks. It is? Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me go to Ashley out of Texas. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there.
I called you, I think, last week or the week before and talked to you kind of about my parents and things. And your advice to me was to say the silent prayer in the morning and at night. And just within the last week, it's been amazing how I am a lot more aware of what God has for me and separating myself from my thoughts and learning to separate myself from my emotions. What you asked earlier was, do we think emotions are necessary?
The biblical question, do you believe, are emotions necessary?
Are they necessary?
Right.
And then you spoke about soldiers with PTSD. So I kind of want to combine that for you. I am not a soldier, but I have been diagnosed with what they call...
But first, let me ask, do you believe that emotions are necessary?
Yes.
You do believe they're necessary. And why are they necessary?
I believe they can protect us.
In what way?
If a person is in danger, the natural reaction of the body would be to respond in some sort of way. And so in that, we would need that emotion to be aware of the danger. Does that make sense?
Well, I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday, I do appreciate your responding to it. And you said that you have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, I've been diagnosed with what they call complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
What does that mean?
So what that means is if you have a soldier that... let's say he grew up in a normal home with love and support and encouragement, and he joins the Army, and he goes over to another country.
So you've been in the military?
I was raised by a military man, and my brother joined the military.
And what? But how do you? I thought you said you were diagnosed with complex. This stuff.
Yes. Oh, I suffered abuse from my stepfather, and so it complicated my childhood, severe trauma.
That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it.
So I was sexually abused as a child. I was physically abused as a child by this man, and so I grew up in the home where all this was going on.
But
and
what is complex?
Trauma, Okay, so it's trauma on trauma on trauma untreated.
And who told you that?
My life experience.
But who told you that it was called complex post-traumatic?
Sure, a doctor. A doctor did.
And they gave you medication for it?
Yes.
And did the medication help you?
It has helped me, and I'm on my way out of therapy.
It helps you in what way?
Just to kind of stabilize myself a little.
Are you still taking it?
I am right now.
And so are you stuck on it for the rest of your life?
No. No. So I am towards the end of my journey, and I'm trusting that God is ready for me to come off of my medication and actually come out of therapy.
I don't know what that means.
So,
what does that mean? I'm trusting that God is ready.
My mind has been changed. My thoughts have been changed. I've learned forgiveness.
You forgave the man that you said did this to you?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Good.
If you remember, we talked a little about it the other day. But so I guess what I would want to say is that it is possible to overcome anything that we've gone through, whether it be a major traumatic event or something small.
And how do you know that?
It starts. Because it starts with us.
But how do you know it's possible to overcome? What have you overcome to know that you can overcome anything?
I've overcome my anger. I've overcome my shame, my guilt, all of the things that held me back from being able to overcome those things.
Nice.
So being aware of myself, being aware that the guilt is not mine, the shame is not mine, it's not me.
Right.
It's just what happened. And so overcoming that, it takes a process. It takes a lot of self-awareness.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
And your father?
Now, if you remember,
ask a black man if he remembers.
I'm sorry. Lord help me. they have their own feelings about it, you know, and that's not of my concern.
Have you forgiven your father?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
See, I have a good relationship with my biological father.
Nice.
But my mother and my stepfather are living their own life, and that's fine.
Right.
I need
absolutely
to live mine.
Yeah.
I need to be able to live mine.
Right on.
And so what you teach, even though people may think you're crazy and, you know, you're this or that or hate you or whatever, what you're teaching is true, and it's possible. And it's only by overcoming our ego and overcoming ourselves and our emotions and how we feel that we're ever going to be able to move past all of that.
Yeah.
And live in the present and be a good neighbor.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Every morning and every night.
Ashley, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
You too. Thank you so much, Steffi.
You're welcome. Call me again. Amazing call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I got to take a break. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. on your own welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Welcome back, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. There is one line open if someone wants to jump in there. A couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV Black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy given to him by God. At 12 noon, you don't want to miss it. And the Hate Report has a guest today, co-host, a guest host. What do you call it, Dave? A guest host. Big Bump is here, co-host, and he normally co-hosts with the Hake on holidays. He will be here with him today. And don't forget to support what we're doing, the work, Bond, and our Entrepreneur Academy, the radio show here, the network, and all kind of stuff. We got a lot to do. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And due to the holiday today, the office is not open today. The office is not open today, all right? The office staff will be back tomorrow. Let me go to... Joe out of Idaho. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks, Jesse. Can you hear me?
A little louder, Joe.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can, but I can't. Hold on. Let somebody straighten out your call. Don't hang up, Joe, and I'll come back to you. Let me go to Tom out of New York. Tom, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. You too, Tom. Thank you.
Just wanted to bounce something off of you real quick. So long story short, 10 months ago, I forgave my mother. I heard your message. I went to her. I forgave her. A few weeks after, I went to my parents' house, and I was sitting on the couch with my dad. We were watching TV, and I really didn't have, you know, at that time in my heart, a lot to forgive him for, but I just mentioned to him just in case. It was kind of like empty words, but I said, you know how I forgave Mom? I said, I really never held anything against you, but just in case, you know, I forgive you too. And it was just a kind of a conversation like that. Fast forward now 10 months. I don't know. My mind has just been messing with me and remembering things from the past about my father that maybe I did resent him for. I don't really, to be honest, it's a little unclear. And I'm sitting here thinking that I'm doing something wrong, that I need to go forgive him again or something like that. And it's just not very clear for me. So my question is, you know, what do you make of what I'm telling you? Is it just, you know, Satan messing with my mind? And, you know, what's your advice?
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and you are unconscious in that you are believing thoughts. All you're doing is listening to those thoughts, and you're believing them rather than letting them pass.
Right.
You just need to see them and let them pass now, but you got to stay conscious so you can see them and let them pass.
I understand. I've been doing that, and I've been, you know, hoping to just be able to just resolve this within myself on my own, you know, between God and I, and it's just, it keeps coming back, so I wanted to give you a call and see what you made of it.
At this point, now that you're forgiven, your heart has changed from hate to love, and the light that changed the heart will destroy the mind, the thoughts and emotions and stuff like that, right? And so you just watch them and don't communicate with them, don't argue with them, don't try to figure them out. They are your enemy, so just let them pass. Whatever's telling you about your father, about you, or anyone, really, you just let them pass and just be aware. Practice being present wherever your body is. Keep your mind there and practice being present so you just catch those thoughts. And eventually, Tom, they will be all gone and you will have a clear mind.
Understood. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, that's all you're doing. You're just don't believe them. Let it pass. No such thing as a true thought.
Gotcha. Amazing church the last few weeks. You're always on fire, but the last few weeks especially.
It's been amazing fellowship. You're absolutely right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
All right. See, there are some people working on themselves. And all are never going to do it because most people love their hearts are evil. I want you to really, really pay attention to this. Except for those who have gone and forgiven and their hearts have been changed, all human beings are evil. They are pure evil. Your family members, it doesn't matter. They're evil, and you should not trust an evil person. Really. Because they're so miserable, they will do whatever they can to destroy you. But your protection from evil is to overcome it within yourself, and you'll be fine. So some people are working on themselves. You heard, Tom? Some people are truly working on themselves. Others are not. Don't be angry at them. Don't try to force them. Leave them in their hell. And don't be a part of their hell. That's all. You are your world. Protect yourself from it. Joe is a... Let's try Joe again. First time I call out of Idaho. Joe, let's try it again.
Okay, can you hear me all right?
That's better, yes.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate the time.
Yes.
I've been a nurse for 20 years, RNBSN from University of Maryland, actually. I worked with Ben Carson when I first started, very briefly. He has no idea who I am, but I've been doing this a long time, and I can't work now as a layperson. They do every election cycle right before it gets real bad, and they just push white people out, white men especially, But it's gotten to the place this cycle I can't work for months and months at a time.
And why not? Different. Why can't you work?
Because you could put up with the abuse before and just let them, like, do whatever to you as long as you just don't care. But now you can't even do that. They'll just get rid, you know, they'll just find a way. They'll just ignore you when you need them not to. They won't give you information pertinent to your job. Like, all the things that are, like, harassment that all the people for years have been saying, oh, she said sushi to me and I'm Oriental. So that
what are they doing? What?
That's
Joe,
bullshit.
Joe.
This is real harassment.
Joe, what are they doing to you in particular?
You know what people can do.
I said, are they doing to you?
Okay, for example, if there's information that I need to know to take care of you as a registered nurse, and they know I need that information, they're going to make it impossible for me to get unless I directly, like, you know, you have to, like, put them, like, corner them to get it from them. And then they'll still try to somehow keep that from you or twist it in a way where you there's a million ways you can F with someone if you're smart. Registered nurse, healthcare is not stupid. We're not that dumb.
And so your boss, your boss try to prevent you from getting the information you need at work too.
It's not just bosses, Jesse. At this point,
no, I'm asking about the boss, though.
Assistants who are supposed to be my assistants working for me. Yes, sir.
Joe.
You're not hearing me, Jesse.
I'm asking you, is it your boss is doing this to you as well?
A boss at one time has done that, Jesse, but that's not my... I don't care about that. There's bosses out there that don't care and are willing to make money off me. That's not my call right now. It's so pertinent in our society that even like certified nursing assistants.
Joe, hold on, Joe. Nick, have Joe to get. I'm trying to find out what's going on with him, and he's speaking in a roundabout way where I can't understand what he's talking about. See if he wanted to make it a little clearer, and ask him to calm down a little bit so we can have a conversation. Let me go to George. There's a line open 888-775-3773. Let me go to George. Out of Minnesota. George, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, George.
How are you?
All is well, George.
Say, you were talking about PTSD before a lady called in.
Right.
She was talking about complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And I called you twice before. I had my mom living with me for somewhere between 35, 40 years.
Whoa.
And,
what the?
Yeah. So, but what it led to was at the end of it, you know, when I was looking for a way out of it, realizing that it was never going to end, it took me a long time to realize that. Like the Jews wandering in the desert.
It took you 35 to 40 years to realize that your mother never going to leave.
Yeah, basically. Well, look, like I say, the Jews wandered in the desert for 40 years. A generation had to die before God could work with the rest of them, you know? And it was kind of that way in my life. I mean, I came back to God in 2000, and it took me 24 years to really get it. You know what I mean? But in 2022, when I was trying to come out of everything, is when what they call PTSD kicked in. It just snapped in one night, and I couldn't control it. So, and I wanted to tell you what it was, because in my last two phone calls, I just described it as hell. But I want to go into more detail.
So when your mother was living with you for that long, you developed what they call post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, they told me I developed that.
Who told you that?
Doctors told me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because I went through about, I mean, I didn't want to go into too much detail, but basically, if you want to look at, it's important. This is what created me into the weak little man that I was. My mom and dad got married at 17 and 19. And, or they got me at 17 and 19 and got married right away. My dad was in college. So between 0 and 5, I had no father. He was gone. I didn't even know he existed. And between his 2 or 3
so
jobs.
So your mother and father made a baby before they got married?
Well, they found out, yes.
And so you were born before they were married, and your father...
No, they got married right away.
So why didn't you know you had a father?
Well, I knew I had a father, but it was like I had no concept of him. He was gone all the time.
Oh, I see.
He was literally never there.
I got you.
At college, yeah.
All right.
So it was me and my mom in public housing. And then I don't really have any memories until we moved into a house when I was 5 and he was finished with college.
Because of time, Joe, and Georgia, there's so many people. What point are you trying to make?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, with the PTSD, what happens is you are overwhelmed with all the stuff that happened to you in your past.
Right.
So it's all the negative thoughts, and you do become your own God. You put yourself as the victim and everyone in your life that hurt you as the perpetrator. And it's just a path that leads you straight into suicide if you let it go to its furthest extreme.
Amazing.
So I did a lot of studying in 2 years and decided that the psychology of it all is just like you say, it's labels. You could take all those labels away. It's all from Satan and it's all evil.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had to overcome that a lot in the same way that you did, where I had to see where all the thoughts were coming from. I had to decide that it was all evil and that I was going to press into God, and it was only through God that I was going to be able to overcome that. I was going to have to put myself second. God first.
Yeah.
And that mentality kicked in where there is no victim. There is no perpetrator. I have that same potential for evil inside of me as the people did that hurt me. That there is no difference between me and them.
Absolutely. Amazing.
And that's the kind of mindset that sets you free. You know what I mean? It isn't a mindset, it's inspiration from God. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what happened with your mama?
Well, June 1st, I'm putting her in assisted living. I put a down payment on it, and then I'm going to probably sell my house and start over again.
You're finally going to have a life.
I am, at age 60.
Wow. Yep. Never too late.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for about, I don't know, 6-8 months. I lost track of time. And I mean, I came to all these conclusions before I heard you. And then you just tied everything together for me. So I lost everybody in the process, and I don't care. Over the 2 years of going through everything, I realized how everybody was sucking the life out of me. And as I started speaking truth, the people just could not handle what I was saying. In the process of healing myself, I started out with Jordan Peterson. And he says a lot of good stuff, but in a lot of ways, he's lost in his intellect. And
well, you doing the silent prayer, Joe? I mean, George?
Yeah, every morning and every night, Jesse. Sometimes I fail, but if I fall asleep or something, but, you know, if I don't do that, the evil can come flooding back on me like water. You know,
yeah, you got to stay with it, because the whole purpose is to become conscious.
Yes.
All human beings are unconscious and they don't know it. And they're living in the darkness of their imagination, not realizing that they're living in hell. But once you wake up, you want to practice the prayer so you can stay present where life is, where God is, where everything is, and is always in the present right now.
Yep. And PTSD is all about the past and the future.
Yeah.
My past destroyed me, and I have no future.
Absolutely.
Connecting with the Father is all about the present, just being conscious. And I don't care about anything anymore. Nothing affects me. My job, the things people say to me, nothing matters anymore.
Right on.
I'm just laser focused on God, and then I just move forward in life without even thinking about it. Like you say, a no-thinking life, just practical thought. You know what I mean?
Stay with it. Before I run here, were you on medication beforehand for PTSD?
Nope. I could never find a doctor that wasn't a beta. And I never believed in medication. I'm not saying that I never did anything illegal myself.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, but I never agreed to go to a doctor or take medication. Nope, it's all garbage.
Amazing.
I know people that have been on it their whole life, and they're never any better. They're just filled with anxiety, trying to fix it themselves.
Yeah.
Because they think they have free will.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you don't. Even the church has lied to us. I can't go to a mainstream church. After I get my mom in senior living, I'm going to bring a friend of mine from Minnesota, and I'm going to come and visit you out in L.A.
Amazing.
So I'm going to come to one of your church services. Right on. He's got family out there, so I kill two birds with one stone.
Right on. Joy, thank you, man. Stay with it, all right?
I love you, brother.
Love you, too. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Amazing. Stay with it, folks. I'm telling you. And I understand this role. It's a tough road to travel. You have to be ready. You have to be ready, and you have to stay on it, no matter what. As Joyce was saying, he lost all his friends, he lose family member, whatever. You have no other God before God. Nobody or nothing before what is right. There's a line open at 888-777-5773. Super chat.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. He says, AOC, in regards to Trump, don't feel no ways tired.
AOC, whatever her name is, Cortez, she doesn't know what to do with Trump. She is like fed up with Trump. She's like, what the... She's ticked. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
He's stealing her fans.
I'm telling you, he's all over there in New York, South Side, whatever you call it, the Bronx, right?
South Bronx, yeah.
South Bronx. AOT is ticked. I don't know who is more ticked, AOC or the Pope. Well, maybe they neck and neck. Thank you.
Age of Inversions gave a Rumble rant on Friday, saying, Jesse's 75 and still at it all day, every day. Absolute machine.
Oh, amazing. That's amazing. I'm 75. It doesn't feel like it. Or I don't know what 75. I think I know what it feels like because I see some 75 people all messed up. But I don't know if that a feeling or just some type of body function. But anyways, 75, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Isn't that like crazy?
It is.
Amazing. Thank you.
Henry Ford lives with a diamond.
I'm older than Israel.
Almost.
1 year younger than Israel. 1 year younger than Israel.
Not bad. Speaking of Israel, Henry Ford lives gave a diamond. Happy Memorial Day weekend. No more wars for Israel, he says.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
C on C with a coffee. Oh, no, Jesse, based on your criteria physique, I ain't it because I got a wagon that I'm dragging. But I go ahead and be a skeleton and bones and flat for you. LOLOL.
What's a wagon you're dragging?
I don't even want to know.
What kind of wagon you drive, dragging, C on?
What the?
What the? Thank you, C on.
J1D2, Jesse, who gives thoughts of defeat for our country and not getting it back? Who gives you thoughts of defeat for our country and not getting it back?
I'm sorry?
You say how our country's over?
Oh, it's apparent. Look around you. Thank you. Let me take a break. Back in a moment, 2 more hours to go. Hate news and
a copy
news
of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of
mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Female Monday, Memorial Day Monday, May 27th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News, and JLP will be to your calls. Ladies first, but we also take the men. Nice. 1-888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. It is Memorial Day. The last Monday in May is Memorial Day, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, a federal holiday, quote-unquote, honoring the men and supposedly also women who died while serving in the U.S. military. The Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, has compiled a list of more than 200 free Memorial Day observances and events across the country. And so you can search for them in your state for an event near you. Memorial Day is widely recognized as the unofficial start of summer. AAA, that's an auto club, projecting nearly 44 million travelers heading 50 miles or more from home during the holiday period over this past weekend and today. And that began on May 23rd. That's the second highest number of travelers on record. Wow. Speaking of summer travel, if you plan on taking to the skies this summer, there you will not be alone, of course. U.S. Airlines predicted to carry more than 270 million passengers from June 1st to August 31st per an industry trade group. That's a more than 6% increase from last summer and a new record. Be safe up there. There's no guarantees. Our greatest president, little update from CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, the anti-Trump network. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, was loudly and consistently booed throughout his speech Saturday. He spoke at the Libertarian Party's national convention. He had some cheers. They don't mention that part, or do they mention it? Particularly when he asked attendees to nominate me or at least vote for me. Trump left the stage after 34 minutes. He said, "You can, or if you want to lose, you can get your 3% you get every 4 years," something like that. Nice, huh? He marked one of his shortest campaign speeches to date, 34 minutes. Not too short, actually. It's longer than most of the Biden speeches lately, right? The Libertarian Party is expected to select their presidential nominee later today. So we'll see what happens. More like Lawbertarians, am I right? Laughing out loud, Bertarians. There was a landslide. 670 people or more were feared dead after a devastating landslide in a remote region in northern Papua New Guinea, they reported Sunday early morning. A UN official said rescuers were continuing to scramble to find survivors. The disaster hit the remote village of Kaukalam, 370 something northwest kilometers or miles northwest of the capital of Port Moresby, at approximately 3 a.m. local time Friday. So a couple of days later, they were still fearing several hundred dead, leaving a scar of mud and rocks on a steep mountainside slope. And a tornado in Texas, by the way. At least 5 people, including children, were dead after a possible tornado struck Texas overnight on Saturday night into Sunday morning, as severe storms caused power outages and forced residents to shelter in place across the central United States. More than 110 million people across broad swaths of the country under the threat of large hail, damaging winds, and fierce twisters on Sunday, yesterday. Mainly through the mid-Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee River valleys. Hail. What a mess. Israel, not so unified either. Sort of like America. Protesters clashed with police in Tel Aviv on Saturday night following a day of rallies calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and a return of all hostages. How are you going to get it both? I don't know. Videos posted on social media showed horse-mounted police and water cannons. Ayy. We should use those in America again. Water cannons being used in an attempt to disperse the crowds refusing to leave, resulting in violent clashes. Wow. The Jewish state all messed up. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question for today. Are emotions necessary? Are emotions necessary? Are emotions necessary? It's an amazing question. It really, really is. If you're busy and you're about and you're just going to have time to sit and watch the show live. You're exercising. Now you're out celebrating Memorial Day today, wherever you're traveling, whatever. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are. You can podcast, but you could be listening live by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And then you can podcast. And don't forget to follow us on social media, right? JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Cozy.tv/JLP Talk and Rumble/Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Cozy.tv/JLP. Where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP. It is Monday. Not only is it Memorial Day Monday and people off on vacation, I mean on a holiday, it is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take right. over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Amazing.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
You have no idea until you wake up how you've been lied to, not only by your parents, but by the world. By the churches and by the world. They literally have you in misery all of your life. Isn't that amazing? You can be in misery all of your life. How many free people do you know other than Donald Trump? Other than the Great White Hope, how many free people do you know? Think about it. You can live all, just think about it. It's so mind-blowing to me that you can live a whole lifetime in hell. Fear and doubt and worry and jealousy and strife and envy, revenge and loneliness and suicidal thoughts and worry. Isn't that amazing, hate? You can live like Other than Donald Trump, I bet you don't know one person that's free.
Joelle.
That's right.
Nice.
What?
You laughed like you, that was almost a scoffing laugh, but you laughed because you know it's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
It's true. But just think about that. Christians and everybody live a whole lifetime in misery because they've been told that ain't no way out. In essence, there's no way out. Even though they tell them, oh, have counseling, here's medication, do this. But all people are living in misery.
I know.
Just think about that. Your grandparents and their parents and their children and their children and church people and secular people, and everybody's miserable.
In contradiction to what the Bible says, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The Bible says we should be free. Ain't nobody free.
Terrible.
Ain't nobody free but Trump and baby Jessica's daddy.
Is that Joel?
Yes, that's baby Jessica's brother.
Nice.
Super chat. Let's do some. And then I'm going to get you your calls. I want to catch up on the super chats.
Amazing Asia bought a coffee saying, what is your favorite cake flavor, Jesse? What is your favorite cake flavor, Hake? And how can we send y'all stuff?
Joy said, we're laughing too hard. We just playing. My favorite cake thing. The cake I like, really like a lot, is the cake that is made of those cookie with the crust thing you make into a crust.
Graham cracker crust?
Yeah, I think.
On the underside?
I like cake with a lot of strawberry and fruits in it and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I like carrot cake. And I also like cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, I like cheesecake, too.
Yeah. But that's practically pie. I don't know why they
call
it cake.
My favorite thing is like a sweet potato pie, what's your name of the pie you just said?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, that kind of stuff.
Do you like carrot cake?
I do, but I'm not a real big fan of carrot cake. I can take it. I can enjoy it, but I can take it or leave it. And it also is how it's made up.
You can send to the street address if it's something like that. She asked, how can we send y'all stuff?
You told her?
Yeah, the street address. The Bond Street address.
You told her what the street address is?
6146 West Pico Boulevard.
Why are you crazy?
90035. It's in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and thank you. Sion sent a cake, right?
She sent something. I know Justice sent a cake.
Sion sent a cake with strawberry. Too. That
That's
was
right.
so good. And then Justin sent a cake. Oh, my God. Everybody just loved that cake.
Yep.
It was moist.
Moist.
Yeah. Thank you, Jess. It was delicious. But thank you.
Mm-hmm. Charles asks in church chat, why does Jesse let the women speak in church on the Bond channel?
Why not? What do you mean? Well, is he playing?
Some people reference the Bible. I don't know if he's playing or not. Some people reference the Bible where it says, I don't let a woman speak. She can ask her husband at home.
And what happens if she doesn't have a husband? Or if the husband doesn't know? Remember, Christ healed a woman, a prostitute. He had to talk to her first. What the? Women need help as well. Women need a return to the Father, just like men. They got to go and forgive their mothers. They got to forgive their fathers for not protecting them from the father, from the mother, so that they can return to the Father, too. I think he's just joking, right?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
Yeah. Henry Ford lives with a Ninjagini. I would like to say congrats to George Floyd. And this is from Friday. Tomorrow, meaning Saturday the 25th, marks 4 years of sobriety. Keep going, bro.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Hannes O'Callaghan bought 10 coffees. I've been doing your assignment to say it's just a thought. Any thought I notice? And it is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I can see now all feelings come with thoughts. I also noticed that I've not truly believed that all thoughts are lies before, but now I do. I also noticed seemingly going back to a way of existing like I remember as a kid without identity. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. And last week assignment that I gave to the fellowship people, I wanted them to say to themselves all week, when thoughts come, it's just a thought. I want you to think about that. It's just a thought. It's an empty thought. But yet you make a big deal out of a thought. That's mind-blowing. It's just a thought. Right on. Stay with it, all right? Thank you.
Hannes O'Callaghan, with those 10 coffees, asks a question.
You didn't do it just a thought thing, huh?
Right.
Oh, baby, go ahead.
Does God give you a job and career and purpose? Question mark. However inadequate those words are. That's his question. Hannes O'Callaghan.
Does God give you a job?
And a career and a purpose.
I don't know what that means.
He provides all things. That's what my answer is.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm glad you understand. I don't understand that question. Is he asking that if, let's say he doesn't go out to look for a job, would God give him a job?
Oh, well, he doesn't say whether or not he's going out to look for it.
But how are you going to get the job if he doesn't look?
It doesn't say he's not looking for it.
Oh.
You're making assumptions. You're putting words in his mouth.
No, I'm asking.
Well, you can't converse really that well with a super chatter because he's not responding, and I can't read his mind either.
Right. Okay, but you answered the question.
Yeah, I mean, if you look for a job and you get one, maybe it's from God.
But it doesn't
like
sound.
Joel says, all things are ordained.
What?
I don't know. Ask Joel.
Okay. I don't know understand the question because he might be asking if he just stay home, would God give him a job?
I don't know where you're getting that.
And a career. But thank you, though. It's not clear, yeah. But thank you.
I doubt he's thinking that. But you're right, there are some crazy people.
Yeah, but I know people who, they'll hear me say, of yourself you can do nothing, of yourself you know nothing, and they don't do anything.
But if this man's giving you 10 coffees, that's a generous donation.
It is. That's
what
I wanted.
He probably has, I would assume that he has a job.
That's why I wanted to be clear with the question, because if you're asking if you just stay home and do nothing, will he give you a career, the answer is no.
Right.
But if you're saying once you get up and you can take that first step, then yes, he'll take care of you.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
A coffee from Enrique. Howdy, Jesse. I met your brother from another mother when he came to Little Rock. When are you taking the show on the road and coming to The Rock? Keep on preaching. Much love and God's blessing always. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Hopefully soon.
Hit up your local organizations and have them.
Yeah, we got some stuff coming up for real, but hopefully soon. Thank you.
It's me, Zenya. Says thanks for the comments. Red, JLP, and Hake. Strong arm emoji, Christian cross emoji, American flag.
Right on. Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Farewell to Sean. You will be missed. Thanks for all you've given to the show, from that weird video about the men locked underground to your recommendations of John Burroughs. It's a whole pot of gold.
It's deep. Absolutely.
I bought the book, The Art of Seeing Things, and it's great. You must have the bird in your heart before you can find it in the bush. You are appreciated, as well as the whole crew, of course.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Nice.
Right on.
Jay from Tampa bought 3 coffees. Thank you for your advice Tuesday and yesterday. Thursday, I guess. I'm forgiving my mama today when I see her.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was Friday.
When was that?
Yesterday? Tuesday and Thursday. These are last week's Super Chats.
Oh,
Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay from Tampa.
Go and forgive. I'm telling you, you got to forgive before you enter into the kingdom of heaven. You must forgive. Amazing. Thank you.
Gavin from North Georgia, Nine Coffees. I start my new job at Big Mike's Deli. They sell these sandwiches, subs, I'll call them.
Don't promote the company.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, true. I heard Obama likes to eat here. What the? emojis.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Congratulations.
Right on, Gavin from North Georgia.
Yeah.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. You say when you're lost in thoughts, Satan is taking you away from being with God in this present moment, unless it's practical thoughts about paying bills, painting a house. How do you know if you're engaged in everyday practical thinking versus philosophical thinking that distracts you from the present moment? I'm one of your books, reading one of them, and it's partly about ideas like philosophy of forgiveness and anger. These seem like helpful ideas, but they're not practical thoughts. They're philosophical. How do you know if you are engaging in practical versus engaged in philosophy that merely removes you from the present moment?
I don't quite, and I'm asked that a lot, but I don't quite understand why people don't understand practical thoughts. When I make it, I say practical thoughts are like, what you want for dinner?
Right.
Do you want a two-bedroom or one-bedroom?
And how is philosophy impractical?
And so I don't understand when people ask me that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why they don't know what I mean by practical thoughts.
Maybe it'll help them to realize that some thoughts are impractical. They're not relevant. They're not pertinent. As opposed to practical.
What's an impractical thought?
Like, I think I want to go down to the beach today, but I'm busy working at my job. It's impractical to be thinking about going down to the beach today.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm supposed to be on the job.
I think people put too much thinking into this stuff. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I say all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything except for practical thoughts about what you want for dinner, or do you want to wear the brown shoes or the black shoes? Blah, blah, blah. Seems like that is like, oh, okay, that's what practical thought is like, my daily stuff.
Call in with an example from the book, because he said he's reading one of your books.
Okay. Yeah, call me, because I get asked that a lot, but I don't know why they don't understand. I don't know why they don't understand practical thoughts.
Yep.
And then if it's not practical, it's insane. But anyway, thank you. Call me.
Shout out to Friday's top contributors. Henry Ford Lives, Aries 1, Evgeny Crosby, Games for Rec, Diane D, Kid Combo 1.0. Thank you guys for the support, as always.
Thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jason, the lads. Jesse, you said the other day your caller, once your children have grown up and moved out, if both parents work on themselves, the wife will become the daughter. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, your wife become your daughter. And you're not walking around thinking, oh, my wife is my daughter. But because you're coming, especially if both of you are working on yourself, that order will come together because you're not making any more children. The sex stuff is in there. And all you're doing now is working on yourselves with one another. But she's working on herself, you're working on yourself. And that order will come to order. It really, really will. And you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part, because you're done making babies. It'll be amazing. Thank you.
Not a Victim bought a coffee. There's a supercut of Trump saying, I have friends. Have you seen it?
No.
Also, when
you seen it?
I have not.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
Also, when do I get my tax cut for donating?
Call the office.
Call the office.
Yeah, you can get an end of the year letter, or you can get it at the time of making a donation.
Right. We don't give the tax code. We just give the receipt for donating.
Right. You get the receipt.
And that's to donating to Bond. That's not Buy Me a Coffee. Right. Buy Me a Coffee is not tax deductible. Bond, RebuildingTheMan.com is.
Right. Amazing. Thank you.
RK bought 5 coffees. How do I know if a girl is sent by God? Can you please elaborate? This is very confusing, as women can really put up a front.
You would know by not thinking about it and by not looking. If you look for one, that's not from God, because you're going to only get the daughter of the devil. But you should only seek the kingdom of God the right way, along with nothing else or no one else. Then you shall know by not looking. Thank you. Amazing question.
Yeah. Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Just watched an old church service on thoughts, and you have helped me realize something. When you say not to question what we know we are referring to in the present, my brain always interpreted as do not question things you knew. Now I understand when you say do not hold on to knowledge. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, do not hold on to knowledge. When you read the Bible, don't hold on to the knowledge of the Bible, because that's all you're going to get. You're just going to have the knowledge about it, and that's it. You will not know God. The knowledge of God is not knowing God. You don't know God just because you have the knowledge. Amazing. Thank you.
Christopher gave a generous donation on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Thank you, Jesse, for everything.
Thank you. Amazing.
E. Emmanuel on Bond yesterday. How would you recommend me to forgive an ex who is a narcissist, Jesse? Jesse spoke on forgiving mother and father, but what about an ex? Over the years, I've had unforgiveness. I really want to be free. Jesse spoke about freedom in forgiving.
You forgive them by realizing you're wrong for hating them, because you were narcissistic, attracted to a narcissistic. You draw unto you what you are. So if you can see that you're the same way, and you don't want to be, but you know you're that way, then you have to forgive all. You cannot even hate your enemy. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
GG Cash on DLive yesterday in church says, sometimes a bully will resent you for allowing them to do it.
Right on. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Greenwald with two coffees. I'm glad Trump gave a speech to the Libertarian Party over the weekend. Reaching out and building a coalition is alpha. Back when I was in the Libertarian Party, the Democrats and Republicans pretended to be enemies while working together to exclude us from elections. Very beta.
Yeah, I heard about that. Trump gave a talk to a Libertarian. I know my friend Larry was a Libertarian at one time. He's a conservative now.
Yeah.
But I never really understood. Though I like the Libertarian, I know some, a whole bunch of them. I never really understood the relationship between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party, because it seemed like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party didn't like the Libertarian. And so the Libertarian Party always seemed like an outcast.
Indeed.
So it was nice to hear that Trump had gone and given them a talk. Trump is including everyone. America first. Thank you.
That's the right kind of inclusivity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Piotr Robel, five coffees, the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Thanks to all the team. Lots of love from the UK.
It was amazing fellowship yesterday. It really, really was. You can podcast at rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Can you hold it there?
Yes.
Let me take some calls.
All right.
Amazing. Thank you all. And we're going to get to them all. And I just want to get to some calls. Albert is a first-time call out of California. Albert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well.
All is well, you said?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, all is well. Hey, man, I started listening to you earlier, maybe this year, and a lot of your stuff comes out as absurd and nonsense, but then when you keep going, it makes sense. Where do you get this? Where do you stream this freaking knowledge from? Like, you're just, like, it's off the top of your head, or is it from years of being a pastor and having a church?
It comes from the same source that allows you to see that it makes sense. It's the same place. Because when you see that it makes sense, it's the truth inside of you that is allowing you to see that it makes sense. And the truth only allows those who want to know the truth to see the truth. Everyone can't see the truth, only those that want to see it. So the same source that allows you to see it, it's the same source that allows me to see it. It comes from within.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Stay with it, man.
I'll take care. Right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Amazing. The same source. 888-7753-773. Josh is a first-time caller out of Maryland. Let's see here. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Hey, I'm just calling. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been to your fellowship. Oh, I used to live out in Los Angeles. And I didn't really understand when I was coming to your church what was going on or what you were talking about. And I just wanted to call to say that that I thank you. Thank you so much for helping me get on this path that I'm on. You know, I've stopped identifying with the thoughts. You know, I was doing the silent prayer. I went and forgave my father and my mother.
Nice.
And and everything. And I just, you know, I've obtained that perfect peace that you talk about. And I just wanted to call and say thank you so much. You know, you're doing a great thing. I know it seems like, you know, it seems like people get so mad at you, but they just, you know, I understand now. I understand everything. I understand all the offended people. And, you know, it's so easy to read people now. And yeah, it's just the inner peace that you didn't give it to me, but you're helping so many people on that path, and I'm just calling to say thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, Josh, you have not seen anything yet. It gets better and better and clearer and clearer and better and better. So stay with it.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. You have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. All right. There are men and women waking up. Women are waking up, too. They just didn't know. They didn't know they needed to forgive their mothers and or grandmothers. They didn't know they had become like their mother. They thought their attitude was their own, and it's not. They have gone and forgiven their fathers. You got to forgive. You do not have to live in misery the rest of your life. You do not. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. You do not have to live in misery the rest of your life. Eric with a C out of Texas. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on? How are you?
All is well, Eric.
Nice. What's going on, dude? I had called about a month ago, and I had just told you, it's like, basically, it's like, thank you for helping me wake up. And I had asked if it was like okay for me to go to my father and ask him like why he didn't protect me from my mother and stuff. And you had told me to call back, so I'm just following up on that. I had talked with my father, and in the moment it was like, I guess it was serious, but like, it was kind of funny, because when I was talking to my dad, like, he kind of, like, sounded like my mama. like, I asked him a few questions. I was like, I just started off, like, I told him, like, hey, you know, I was like, we really don't know each other. I told him, like, that I used to hate him, how my mother separated me from him, how she taught me to hate him, how I hated him, and I, like, never really had a reason why. And, like, I don't know, it's like, I guess, like, my dad was, like, in disbelief, like, he couldn't believe it, and he's like, no, that's not true, he's like, your mother would never do that, and I was like, dude, I'm telling you.
Eric,
and,
hold for me, can you hold?
Yes, please.
Let me take a quick break. All right, 888-7753-773, quick break, back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's Memorial Day. The shows are happening today. And we just kind of lay back during the shows, talking to y'all, and saying happy Memorial Day to everyone. For personal shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Personal shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, graduations, all kind of shout-outs. You can go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and check out our merch, amazing merch, at RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. The amazing Tar Baby mugs and T-shirts and all kind of stuff. No Such Thing as Racism, The Great White Hope. The shirt I have on right now, A Life Without Thinking, is amazing life, right? A Life Without Thinking is an amazing life. So check it out at RebuildingTheMan.com/store.
Amazing!
And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. He will be here, co-host with Big Bump today. Big Bump, smart guy. Big Bump is a smart one. At 9 a.m. and then Joel Friday after the Hake Report. And I'm not sure if the Anchor Baby going to do the Anchor Baby show today. He's busy. He got so much stuff he's doing around here. And so he'll make the announcement. We'll let you know in the last hour. Will there be an Anchor Baby show today? All right? But podcast the show this past weekend, it was dynamite. Podcast the American Anchor Baby. Let me go. There's a line open at 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Eric out of Texas. And Eric went and met with his father. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, so I had went and I talked to my dad, and I was basically telling him it's like what I saw growing up, how my mother had turned me against him, and he wouldn't believe it, and it's weird. It's I don't know how I knew, but I just knew, and in that moment, it's I just gave him a bunch of instances that just came into my mind when I had that just came in. When I was a child, and I told him, about those times, I was like, you remember, I was like, when I used to, follow you a lot, to the store, to do this, to do that, and then I led into how I hated him, And then I told him, I was like, you remember when, like, we used to be in public places and parties, and like, I would call my dad ungrateful. I would say he's this, he's that. And my dad would clearly get upset. But, like, as a child, I didn't know. Like, I was being just like my mama, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Like as a child, like, that's what I would do. And that's what I told him. And my dad was like, no. And before that, I was like, did you know, like, my mom was, like crazy and angry before you married her? And he said, yeah. And I started laughing. And I was like, and you still married her knowing that she was crazy and angry? And he was like, yeah. And, I don't think he liked that question. He was like, nah, he's like, your mother's everything. You need to listen to her. You need to do this. You need to do that. Like, kind of leading on into is like how we need to take care of her, this and that. I just, like, that was kind of it. And I told him, like, that I didn't see it that way. I told him that he was the light of God, and, like, he was a representation of God, and that he was supposed to be the man to be there to protect us. But, I guess he just couldn't believe it or see it.
Yeah.
And
most men don't know that they have been turned away, and by their mothers and or grandmothers, they have been turned away from their fathers. And they have their mother's thinking and their attitude and their emotions. That's why men that get angry like that is acting like his mother. He's acting like a woman. But he doesn't realize, because he forgot, in the trauma, he forgot the way he was before he was traumatized by his mother.
Yeah.
And so they think the way they think and the way they act is normal, and it's not.
Yeah. So
how did the conversation end?
The conversation ended. I just kind of stopped asking him questions because he just seemed to be getting more upset. Like, the more I questioned him,
right,
or the more, like, yeah, the more I brought, like, God up and how he was supposed to be the man.
Yeah.
Like, he I guess, like, he really truly believes that it's like women are equal and or better than men.
Amazing.
And so I just stopped asking questions. He was like, no, yeah. He was like, God's everything. He'll make a way for stuff, this and that. But I don't know. It's like he was just trying to give me, like, advice, but it kind of felt empty, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was just trying to give me, like, something at that point in time. Like, I don't know. It's like it just felt like words at that time that he was just saying, you know?
Amazing. So how do you feel about him now?
Nothing really. It's just kind of like neutral, you know. It's like I'll see him, I'll wave to him, and it's like I'll do small conversation, but I've forgiven him, like I really haven't hated them.
Right on.
Since I've started doing my silent prayer, like, it's weird. It's like I guess in a worldly sense, like, I could say that it's like I've become more lonely, but at the same time, it's like, it's beautiful, dude. It's like, I don't feel lonely at all. It's like, I just feel fulfilled. Like,
right,
I'm just living, working both my jobs, doing this, doing that. Like, I still want to move out, but I'm not constantly thinking about it, you know? Like, I'm just kind of, like, living for now.
Yeah. And when those feelings come of loneliness, don't call them you. That is the death of the ego. And the ego is feeling that, but because it doesn't want to die, but they want you to think it's you so that you can identify with it. Do not identify with it. I promise you, it is not you that's feeling lonely at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, like, it does cross my mind. Like, just how I tell you, like, sometimes I'm just living, and then, like, sometimes those thoughts do come in. It's like, oh, like, what about my mom and dad? It's like, I'm just kind of leaving them behind. And, it's like those thoughts do come in sometimes, like with my younger brother and stuff. It's like, I really haven't seen him much lately either. It's like, since I started doing my silent prayer and stuff, like, everything's just been, like, working. But, like, those thoughts do come in sometimes. They're like, oh, what about your family? It's like, you just, like you haven't even talked to him. It's like in a few days, like, you're just in and out the house, but it's like, I'm just living, you know. It's like trying to become my own man.
You cannot bring anyone along with you. You got to travel this by yourself. And along the way, if people ask, well, how do you get this? How do you forgive? You can tell them if they ask, but you can't bring family member. Christ said that he came to divide and not to unite. And what he's divided is the evil from the good. And most family members, once in a while you might find one or two of the family members that want to overcome their hell. But most family members do not want to overcome their misery. And you have to leave them in their misery until they cry out to God to find their way.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Even family members. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing call, Eric. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing call. You can change, folks. You are responsible for your world. Nobody else is. The anger that you feel inside of you, that's your anger. It's in you. Think about that. It is in you. It ain't outside of you. It's in you. That you feeling that. That's nobody else's fault but yours. The thoughts that you have about others, the revenge and the jealousy and the strife and the gossiping and all that, that's inside of you. It may feel like it's outside of you, and in a lot of cases it is, but it's inside of that person. Those who have had nothing to do with you. Your misery is inside of you, and no one else is to blame but you. You and evil are one. You're the evil one. But you won't look at you and you think that it's somebody else. But it's you. It's inside of you. Isn't that amazing? I want to play this quick soundbite that I have not gotten to yet, and then I go back to the callers and the super chat. Some of you might know about this story. I just found out about it this morning. This is from the Daily Mail. Actor shot and killed in Los Angeles. Last moments, hero shielded female from co-workers. Shielded female co-worker from thieves. Watch this from the Daily Mail.
This morning, an urgent search for suspects after the killing of former General Hospital star Johnny Wachter.
When we were together, Sasha, I wasn't thinking about anything other than just you and me.
Best known for his role as Brando on the long-running soap, Wachter was shot in downtown Los Angeles after police say he found a group of thieves around his car. Police say he was with a friend when he caught three people huddled around the vehicle and initially thought the car was getting towed. But investigators say the group was trying to steal the catalytic converter, a car part that's become a common target for thieves across the country because of its valuable metal components.
We've seen where they quickly, like NASCAR, they get the jacks, jack them up, cut them off, keep an eye out for security and the cops, walk out of here and get these items, $300 a piece, generally, and making 10 or 20 a night.
Witnesses say before Wachter could even confront the thieves, one opened fire. All three then sped off in another car. Wachter died a short time later.
Isn't that amazing? That's mind-blowing. Now, in our country, because it's not just L.A., you can't go out to events. You can't go out on the town like that, whatever you were doing. According to the report, the man is now dead because some people tried to steal the parts from his car. And I know several people who've had the catalytic converter thing taken away from their cars. Ain't no police around, so the people just drive by and just do it. They're not worried about the cops coming. The man has lost his life now. No cops. You still think it was a good idea to listen to Black Lives Matter and defund the cops? You listen to a bunch of thugs telling you you don't need any police protection, and you fell for it. This is what you're getting now. This is what you're getting now. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. The man is out and about doing whatever he's doing out there in downtown L.A. area, according to a report, walk up on his car, some thugs under his car, and they kill him. They didn't care about his life. They didn't care about his car. They were not concerned about the police. And now he's dead. And you want to defund the police. You let some thug people tell you to defund the police. And you did it. We don't have any police around now. What about the lawless? They're not being controlled by the law of the heart. They need the law of the land to control them. Now you're taking away the law of the land and giving them marijuana. Marijuana, according to the story we gave you this morning, is more popular now than alcohol. And these people are doing it daily. The New York Post is reporting that Montana parents who lost custody of their daughter after opposing gender transition claim, the 14-year-old was taken without warrant. Oh, Nick, come and give me the update on this story. There's a little bit more to this story the anchor baby has for us. He's running around doing a lot this morning, folks. And so... So according to the New York Post, Montana parents who lost custody of their daughter after opposing gender transition claims, the 14-year-old daughter was taken without warrant. What's up with that?
Yeah, these parents in Montana, Todd Kolstad, married to a woman named Krista. She's the stepmother, apparently. But basically, they got a daughter who... started having suicidal ideation, as they say, even went as far as taking ibuprofen to harm themselves. Once they were in the care of a hospital, they got involved with social workers. And the parents here, the Kolstads, are claiming that these social workers went through extrajudicial methods to take their daughter away from them, which is only identified as HK. Because they're underage, so they don't want to say the full name.
Yeah.
But basically, according to them, no judge signed off any warrant to give state officials the right to seize the child. And they say it clearly here in New York Post, seizing a child without a warrant is excusable only when officials have reasonable cause to believe that the child is likely to experience serious bodily harm. And so it's a big fight with them. And the state here, their reasoning is basically because of its abuse to not allow your child to transition in this way.
Do you know if the daughter was in school? Was she in school or?
Yes.
Oh.
She was.
And yet.
Like the public school, you mean?
Yeah.
Correct.
And yet the parents send their children to the schools.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing when you say that, yeah, because even a lot of the parents fighting this, the LGBT, trying LGBT, going to those school meetings and all that,
yeah,
they're sending them there.
They're still sending them to school, and the reason they do that is because the mothers don't love the children, and she's not going to stay home and raise children. It ain't going to happen. She would rather be out fulfilling her ego, pretending she's equal to a man, and having a job. Than to be home and watch his children. Mm-hmm. So they send them to these schools anyway. So these things happening, that's fine. Because they don't care. In all honesty, the parents don't care.
They really don't.
They don't care. And if they care, they'll stay home and raise the children. But they don't care. Mothers don't stay home and raise children anymore. It's rare that you find that. What a mess.
That's a good point. No one's really saying that.
Because that's the way it is. This is why our country is never coming back, because they are putting women in control, because they're not getting it by earning it. They are putting women in charge of our country, and they know that it's not in the woman's nature to lead. It's in the nature of the man, and they are making sure that the country never come back.
That's a good point, really. It's truly the point that matters, being subject to the woman, this upside-down order, is the source of a lot of this perversion that a lot of people are getting mad about, especially the parents. The Christian conservative parents are out there saying, look, they're putting it in the kids' programming. They're putting it in the books. They're grooming, right? But at the same time, they would not be, those same men, maybe even out there yelling at the school board, would then go home and cower to their wives, not realizing that's the source of this perversion.
100%. If they care, they would stay home and raise the man children. They don't care. I promise you they don't care. It's just a thrill of being out protesting and carrying on. It's just a thrill. It feels good to be on the news and out at the school yelling. But in all honesty, they don't care. Because they're going to send their kids right back to school knowing that these things are happening. And they're going to go off to work so they can feel like a man and pretend they love the children. Women do not love the children. I don't care what they say.
It's an interesting one. When you put it like that, it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because it's like all these parents are now thinking, like, wait, I'm not a bad parent. But you're out there clamoring. Like, that's all we can see now. That's all, like, the only way I can see it now is you yelling, I want to put my kids back in school. I want to put.
And they are bad parents.
Yeah.
They're no good mothers. Zero. They don't love the children.
100%.
What a mess. Thank you, Nick.
Yes.
The American anchor baby.
Amazing.
Amazing. Who is this on 5 Hake? Let me go to Gabrielle out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Gabrielle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Loving the silent prayer has changed my life in so many ways.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Man, I'm telling you. Okay, so here's my question.
Okay.
So, early in the segment, you mentioned how mothers don't want to stay home with their children. They want to go out into the workforce.
Right.
But a lot of us, me, myself included, I would much rather be home with my children. However, I'm unable to be home with my children because of finances, because of just the way the world goes today. So what would be your suggestion for a situation like that? Because it's not that we don't want to be.
But you may be one of those rare mothers that do want to be, but your situation that, you know, it doesn't allow it. I understand that. But most mothers do not, women who are married with children do not want to be at home with the children. They'd rather be out getting their ego gratification than to raise the children. And I understand there's a situation like yours where you may have to go. I do understand that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that was my only, you know, thing, like maybe suggest other options for people, because, you know, it comes across a lot heavy.
Yeah, and look at the number of women who are married and they won't stay home with the children. They'd rather try to make the man stay home and be a mama of the children than rather than being home themselves.
I agree with you 100%, and I see it oftentimes around me from women that are married, and my family, my friends that have the luxury of having a husband. They won't clean their house. They won't take care of children. They won't do anything, and then it's like many women out here like myself.
Thank you, Gabrielle. I appreciate it. Back in a moment.
Ask my question. I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Is Palestine a country? Ireland, Spain, and Norway plan on recognizing it starting tomorrow, Tuesday. And South Africa having an election, a general election, one of the most pivotal ones since apartheid. Maybe they're turning over a new leaf. We'll see. Saturday's June 1st. India is still voting until then. The first of the month is this coming Saturday. That means next week. Not this week, but next week should be the men's forum, by the way, guys. And some other mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And if you are overseas, you can dial 1-888-775-3773 using Skype. If you download Skype or call using Skype.com, and you can call that number. It is free even overseas using Skype or whatever thing that you're using. Nice. Coming Tuesday is Palestine and country, Ireland, Spain, and Norway, according to CNN yesterday reporting. They plan to recognize formally a Palestinian state May 28th, tomorrow, in a move likely to bolster the global Palestinian cause, but further strain relations between Europe and Israel. The three European nations, Ireland, Spain, Norway, they say their landmark decision is the best way to achieve lasting peace in the Middle East. I somewhat doubt that. Still, the announcement sparked swift condemnation from Israel, as their foreign minister ordered the immediate recall of their ambassadors from those countries, Israeli ambassadors from those countries. Most of the world already recognizes Palestinian statehood. More than 140 out of 193 so-called member states in the United Nations have made the recognition official, but only some nations in the 27-member EU, European Union, are among them. So it's a bunch of unimportant countries, I guess. Who knows? South Africa election. South Africans head to the polls for what will likely be the most pivotal general election since the end of apartheid. Polls showing the ruling of the African National Congress, it's a communist party, could lose their majority for the first time since Nelson Mandela led the party to power in 1994. Polling can be challenging in South Africa. Most analysts believe that the ANC faces their stiffest challenge yet, with the population deeply frustrated by the country's direction. It's not functioning very well. This is the seventh general election South Africa has held since the end of the white minority rule 30 years ago. And my guess is they're going from communist to ultra super mecha communist. Like, ridiculous. But I don't know. Saturday is June 1st. India is voting. Last day of voting in India, the world's biggest democracy, according to CNN. Voting began in mid-April, and there were 969 million registered voters in this year's election. That's nearly a billion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a rare third term in power against an alliance of opposition parties seeking to unseat him. Are you on Team Modi, like Hake and Anchor Baby? I'm kidding. I don't know anything. A gross-sounding autistic child of divorce movie, Ezra. Ezra, this movie, according to CNN, stars Bobby Cannavale as a comedian co-parenting. You know, co-parenting, that's what divorced parents do. His autistic son with his ex-wife, played by some woman, Rose Byrne. When given the opportunity to perform a career-changing gig, this guy goes on a road trip and he's blah, blah, blah. The film features these some of the worst, nastiest, angriest, emotional liberals, Robert De Niro, Whoopi Goldberg, and Rainn Wilson, better known as Dwight. Rainn Wilson, Dwight. And also William Fitzgerald, who is a 15-year-old autistic boy. They call him a 15-year-old with autism, making his professional acting debut. And they're putting that out. Ezra doesn't sound necessarily Christian. Maybe Christian? What a mess. Speaking of degenerate pop culture, Evil Joe will welcome back-to-back Super Bowl champions Kansas City Chiefs at the Black on the Inside White House on Friday. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. It's amazing. You can get involved. There is one line open at 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Are emotions necessary? Are emotions necessary? Are emotions necessary? That's the biblical question for this week. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Follow, like, ring the bell, subscribe, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're also on Rumble.com, Rumble.com, and Cozy.tv, all over the place, Cozy.tv. And if you're about, out and about, riding on the airplane and the people fighting on the plane, they have to throw them off. They have to land the plane to let the people off, or don't take off. You're fighting on the airplane, whatever you're doing. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. If you're too busy fighting and selling and buying fentanyl and trying to steal parts off someone's car and killing them and all kind of stuff, you could be listening to the show live by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Or Bond Cash App, JLP Bond Cash App. Buy me a coffee, .com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. A lot to remember there. Anyway, it's Monday. It's the last hour of the show for Monday. It is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Amazing. We got to bring back that order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, and woman over children. It's inside of you, folks. The kingdom of heaven is within. It's within. It's not over yonder. It's not over yonder. It's not over there. It's inside. Isn't that amazing? You want to be free? You can. It's up to you, but you got to fight for your own life, meaning you got to work on you, nobody else. Let me go to Dimitri. Dimitri out of Estonia. Dimitri, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So I have this situation with my woman, my fiance, and I watched some of your old shows about getting married, and the thing was about that if a man doesn't stand on his feet, he shouldn't get married. He shouldn't get himself into it.
Right.
So I postponed the marriage because I'm not standing clearly on my feet because I have loans which I'm paying off right now, which is going fine. But I postponed the marriage because I said also to my woman that I need to stand on my feet so I could support you and provide for you. The thing is, about the marriage, my woman, we of course, we did before sex, before the marriage. So I brought hell into her life. It was in her life before, but I brought even more. I made her a slut. And the thing is, when we started doing no sex, and it was going pretty well. We lived separated apartments. It was going all fine. And the thing started happening when we started, like, getting together in someone's of the apartment. And, I mean, it was happening. It was happening, but we were seeing that. And the thing is that she saw also my weakness in that. And I said to her, like, that she shouldn't judge it and she shouldn't bring evil over her heart and anger, because if she will think of it, the devil puts the thoughts in her. I mean, like how you said, the woman doesn't know what she wants, what she needs, because she mostly follows the devil. And my fiance sees that also, because right now the devil has her very well. She recently has, like, few days already, like, those dreams of cheating. And the thing is that it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. The devil tries to get me, but it doesn't bother me. That she's cheating, and there is no me absolutely in the dreams, and she kind of likes those dreams. And I'm saying, like, but do you see that it's not you liking those things? Do you see that those kind of things are not you? That the dreams are just an illusion. It's not reality. And she's, yeah, but it still is set so deep in mind because it felt so real inside of the dream. And I'm like, you need to, because she also was telling me, why am I such a beta? Because we watch both, we watch together you, Jesse, and we work on our lives and it helps. But yeah, right now she has those kind of problems inside of her head.
So she's having dreams of cheating on you, and the dreams are not about you. You're not in the dream, but she has these dreams of cheating, and she liked the fact that she's dreaming about cheating?
Yeah. She said kind of like, but I said like, but you're, yeah, exactly.
And your question for me is what?
How should I handle it? I kind of know, but I mean, God shows me that I shouldn't judge. I should not react to that. I should not, get upset or anything. It's just, I just need to lead her out of it by telling her that it's not the truth. And if she still follows, it will not bring good. I told her already, if she will follow her dreams or all those things, it will bring no good. But, yeah, I would like also to hear your opinion.
You say she kind of like it, or she doesn't like, or she like it?
Kind of. She said kind of likes it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She's a woman. But the thing is,
so that means she like it. If she kind of like it, it means she like it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so your question for me is what?
How can I handle this situation?
When is the wedding?
Postponed it in for 6 months.
Oh, good. Here's what I recommend. Yeah. And you said she's working on herself as well?
Yes, yes. We pray every day, every night, every morning with the silence prayer.
Are you guys living together?
No, we went to different apartments. It started from February.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. You let her work on herself, and you work on you. I wouldn't get married anytime soon. I'm not telling you to break up, but what I'm telling you is that I wouldn't marry right now. I would continue to work on myself, do the silent prayer, watch the thoughts, go about my work, doing my thing, and let her work this out herself, because you can't, there's nothing you can do at all to change her. She has to want to change. She has to, if she's working on herself, continue to work on herself, doing the prayer, watching. But I wouldn't be having the conversations about the dreams or anything, because she could be getting a thrill out of just telling you about them and keeping you kind of under control by telling you about them. So I wouldn't keep talking to her about it. I wouldn't keep trying to convince her of, it's not you, it's not you. She got to want to see those things herself, but I would psychologically overcome her so that you won't be affected about whatever happens. If it happens, if she cheats, fine. If she doesn't, fine. But I will work on myself. You can't make her change at all.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
Because she can make you feel something just about her having the dreams, and she's telling you about it. She can make you feel a sense of jealousy, anger. She can make you feel something that will cause her to control you.
Yeah, that's why I am very thankful that to God that I can see now things.
Yeah.
Because I know that that something inside of me, it's not me. And I'm like, and I can see that. And it helps me not to be bothered by it.
Nice. Yeah, don't be bothered by it at all. And don't keep having the conversations about her about it, because you don't really know her heart. So you don't know why she's doing that. She could be playing a game on you.
Well, our relationship basically happened like that. She was playing a game on me.
Yeah.
And then it started, like, she was honest with me, and she told me I was actually playing a game on you. And but then we got together, and I started, and God showed me, I was sick of my life, of my previous life. I was such a beta in my previous life, and since I started hating my past life, I came to God. I came to a conclusion that it was all the time me making my life miserable. So at some point, I don't know how, but I came to God. And God kind of showed me the path to you. I don't know. It kind of happened, and I'm very grateful
for
that.
Right on.
But my woman, the thing is also, if we talk about also God, or particularly, for example, if we talk about God or something, because we watch both together, you, so she all the time says, like, it's not me talking those things. I'm telling, of course, it's not me talking. Like, but the thing is, she's referring to you. You all the time tell what Jesse tells. I'm like, and what? Jesse tells the truth of God. What God is gave
right.
the humans.
Yeah.
The truth. But the thing is, even if she also questioned herself about, is she actually believing in God? Because you also asked this one time someone on the show, and she was like, am I playing a game with you right now? Like, she gets confused, and I'm like, I mean, like, it's very interesting how women can easily follow the devil.
Yeah.
And
she might not be she might not be ready for it, really, really ready to make the change. And so there's nothing you can do about that either. And that's why I want to encourage you. And I'm not telling you to break up with her, but I want to tell you don't get caught up with her in that you can't see what's going on, because she could totally be playing a game with you, and you'll find yourself caught up before you realize it. So keep an eye on yourself, work on you, and if she want to continue to work on her, that's good for her. If she doesn't, that's fine for her. You just keep your eyes on yourself. And this thing about these dreams she's having, those are just unconscious dreams. She's not catching them during the day, so they're just when she's sleeping, she's just still unconscious having dreams. It's no big deal. But make sure you don't allow yourself to get caught up trying to prove to her it's not her, or trying to prove to her. Let her work that out on her own.
Okay. And there is another question. She tries to understand and know God intellectually. Like, she kind of connects the dots into her life and tries logically to perceive everything.
Right.
And I'm telling her, but it's not about the logic. It's more about the heart, following the good and not the evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why do you so your question about that is what?
The thing is that I know that, as you told before and many times, that I cannot push anyone into believing in God.
Right.
And she came and she started going to Christ, through Christ to God, through me. Because at first, when I started believing in God, I was catching hell by telling her, oh, this is the right way. And after when I stopped doing that, because I noticed that I was pushing her away even from God by being like that.
Absolutely.
And when it happened naturally. She started being interested by herself. Like, she started praying with me. She wanted to get better together with me. And it's very interesting how you told, like, that the women go very easily crazy. But my question would be, how can a woman actually be sane but not be insane? Like,
well, she could overcome insanity in the same way that the man does. She got to forgive her mother. And she got to return to her father by forgiving him. She do the silent prayer and practice staying present with God. And God will take away the insane mind, which is evil, and he will replace that with his mindset, which is of good. The same thing she's going to have to do exactly what you, I, and everyone that have to do if they want to be free of insanity.
Yeah, but the thing is also she forgave her mother. And she noticed that she had her mother's will.
Right.
But she also said, she was open to me, and she said, but I kind of like my mother's will. And I'm like, I was laughing at that. But yeah. I was like, but do you want to know who you really are, but not being your mom? And those kind of things. But those kind of deep conversations we have from time to time.
Did she forgive her father? Did she forgive her father?
She called him one time. She doesn't know even for what to forgive. She's even happy that he wasn't in their family because he was an alcoholic and all those kind of things. It was abusive to mother. But as you also said, but was he towards you?
Right.
Like that. And she said, no. And that's why she said, that's why I don't need to forgive him. And I said, but he wasn't there for you in the family. He wasn't there to be the father figure, to lead the family to God.
She definitely needs to forgive her father as well for not being there to protect her from her mother as well.
Yeah, but she was in. She all the time refers to intellectual thing, and she said, "But that's good that he wasn't there." And I'm like, "How?
How?" No, it's not good. But let me tell you this: is that you can't. I just want to warn you to be careful in trying to change her. You can't make a change.
Yeah.
If she does, she needs to forgive her father and do the prayer. But I would be real. Be careful because you want to marry her and everything, and be careful that you don't want her so badly that you'll get caught up. She'll make you caught up and you won't realize it.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And
so let her work on herself and you work on yourself, because the same God that is helping you will help her if she really wants it. Do not get caught up in playing a game with her. It's too serious.
Yeah, but I have a question. For example, it's my personal question about by leading my woman, because we are not married yet. How does it work? Do I lead my woman, or she, how to say it right? Because we had this conversation with her, and she was like, "Because you're not my husband, I don't need to listen to you, because, like, as Jesus said, like, all human, don't listen to any human, like, need to follow the God." It's like, I'm referring to the Bible really badly, but
if you guys are engaged, and she's unwilling to follow you now, she's going to be unwilling to follow you after marriage. Especially if she's supposed to be working on herself, she's going to naturally want to do what's right. So if she's unwilling to follow you now and listen to you, she's going to be unwilling after marriage. Nothing's going to change.
Okay, I understand. I see that, yeah. Okay. Need to work on myself even more.
Right. You need to watch yourself, work on yourself, and make sure that you're not trying to change her because you want to marry her. This is the woman you want for your wife. You're going to, because that ain't the way it's supposed to work. And when God puts someone in your life, you're not going to have to work on the relationship at all. If you got to work on a relationship, it ain't working. It should happen naturally or not at all. It doesn't take work.
About not changing, but I'm telling her, like, don't wear short skirts because that's what sluts wear. Like,
right.
And she's like, but why? I was like, because all the women were lied to from the beginning that this is beautiful, but it's not.
Right.
Those are people lied to that they would become sluts and the men would be eager to have sex with them after. But before the marriage even. And the thing is that she listens to it, but she wants all the time the explanation. And I don't know. I'm like, sometimes I don't know how to explain, but I say, but I see it as wrong. And it's like...
But you already told her she looked like a slut and she's doing it. And she's wearing these short skirts and carrying on like that because she's trying to get attention from men. She's doing it for attention. She's not doing it because she thinks it looked right or that it's decent or anything like that. She's doing it for attention.
Yeah. The thing is, exactly. That's what I've been telling her. And sometimes women do it even unconsciously. They just do
it. Right. Absolutely.
But they think it's beautiful.
Right.
But the thing is, like, she put the short skirt on one time, and the funny part was that she was telling me after that it's actually very short. And I'm like, yeah, what did you thought? I told you.
Yeah.
Like, don't wear it. Well, yeah, it's very funny because she doesn't listen and she tries to do it her way, like her way. But I'm saying, like, listen to what is right and what is the truth.
Yeah.
But do not go after the lies where everyone goes.
That's why she wearing those skirts like that, because the dreams that she's having about cheating, she liked that and she want that. This is why I want to just encourage you to make sure you keep your eyes clearly on you so you can see your motivation about trying to work so hard on her. She got to work on herself. You cannot, no human being can change another person.
Agreed. And so I can also see that.
So far, she's not listening to you. She's having these dreams and she's telling you about them. She's wearing these skirts and carrying on. I wouldn't marry her right now. I'm not telling you not to marry her, but I would give this more time.
Yeah. And this is why also, because right now, I lost my job. I had two jobs. I was working two jobs because I needed to pay off my loans, and I lost one of them. So I'm still good. I'm still doing good, earning money.
Right.
And I got some financing from our government to go and study welding. So I studied welding. Now I'm going to find a practice place where I can weld even more so I can get a welding job.
Right.
Where
on.
The paycheck's even going to be better.
Nice.
And it's a nice skill to have also in life.
Yeah.
Sure, but the thing is, right now, it's like I'm kind of, how to say, also a beta, because, well, that's what she said. That's what she sees, because we still dated, like, not that long ago, and we had, we did what we supposed not to do, but
right.
We didn't do it for a long time, but, yeah. And every time, it's the same thing happening. Every time we are together in someone's apartment, it goes towards it all the time. And I'm saying, no. And every time it happens. But how should I overcome it? Because I really want to die from it. Because I don't want to be controlled by it.
Well,
it's
what,
very, very...
Well, you do stay with the silent prayer. Practice being aware, you know, staying in the present instead of lost in your head. And being present will bring that under control for you. But when you're by yourself with her, don't go unconscious. Even when you're around her, practice being present. And I promise you, you'll find yourself not getting caught up. You will find yourself bringing that under control. The Spirit of God will bring it under control. You'll be fine. But you got to stay conscious. Don't go unconscious when you're around her.
Okay. Because I also changed my phone. You know those phones which are not smartphones, but with the buttons, old Nokias. And after that, I started seeing more hell inside of me, which I'm...
Yes.
Like, I'm very glad to see that and overcoming that. And,
right on.
But, yeah.
Well, I got to run, but you just continue to work on
yes,
you.
Yes.
And don't want this woman so badly that you're trying to fix her. You cannot fix her to be your wife. She got to want to change because it's wrong to live. She doesn't want to live in hell anymore. And if she doesn't want to live in her hell, the Spirit of the Father will change her. You cannot do that, all right?
All right.
And I recommend, again, don't get married right now. Give it a year or so or two, and you will see what to do if you should marry her or not.
Okay. That sounds very reasonable. Because at first we wanted to get married because of the sex. It was of the sex, and I said it's not right also.
Right, absolutely. I wish you well, man. Call me again.
Yes, thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
You too. Thank you. I got to take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Remember, folks, you cannot change another person. You can't even change yourself. Give up. You can only change when you give up trying to change yourself. You cannot, ain't not, won't not, is not. Never going to change as long as you're trying to change you. And you're definitely not going to be able to change anyone else. And don't want them so badly that you pretend that you want them to be saved, better, out of their hell. You only want it for you, and they know it, and it ain't going to work. Just FYI. So a couple announcements before I go back to the phones and your super chat. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The HakeReport.com. And he has a co-host today. Big Bump is his co-host today. And it should be fun, Big Bump today with Hake at 11, from 11 to 9. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I'm not sure if Nick doing a show today. It's a holiday. He got a lot of stuff he needs to get done. So, hey, the American Anchor Baby might not happen today. So, Hake and Joel Friday TV. You don't want to miss it. Did you see last Friday the brand new episode of The Fallen State? If you didn't, check it out. It was amazing. TheFallenState.tv. And then this past Sunday, Fellowship was deep. Because you have men and women there who want to see, who want to wake up. And when you want to wake up, you're going to be fine. Wake up, wake up, wake up. All right? And don't forget, if you have neat counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. The office is closed today, so you won't get anyone today. It'll be back open tomorrow. All right? Amazing! We did the treasure chest, right, Sean?
Yes.
I mean, Hassan?
Yep.
Yeah, right on. So I want to show you this one quick story, and it concerned dogs. So I think y'all are going to love it. Talking about who let the dogs out. Watch this. You're going to see grown tears. What a mess. This is what our country has become. My country is gone, and I want my country back. This is from the New York Post. Footage shows tearful NYC, New York cops, right? Rush to save a poodle. Her son would like this one. after it's thrown off ledge by owner who snapped. Watch this soundbite.
Just snapped. He is probably
he has no shame.
Is Kelsey, is that dog gonna live? Is, you don't think the dog's gonna live?
He needs to go to the doctor. He's literally breathing, but he's choking.
Okay. Let's. Hey, we're gonna take the dog immediately. We're gonna take the dog to get help.
It's your head right. First.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
You want me to call them and give them a heads up?
Yeah, call them, please. Tell them we have an emergency.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
She threw him. He's in shock. He's bleeding from the mouth. He's breathing, though. It's shallow, but he's breathing. He's not responding.
Hold the elevator. Mama got the dog. Mama holding tight to the dog.
Put it right
here. Look. They ain't saving the innocent citizens. They're not stopping you from getting a carjack. They're not stopping smash and grab. They're saving dogs. They're about to cry. What do you think about that?
That's a cute dog. No?
Terrible. I think the cops put that out because it's good PR for the police. Because everybody likes dogs. Nobody likes people.
It shows where they're not doing it. It's all about the dogs now.
Yep.
Who let the dogs out? Hassan, you say you traumatized by it?
I mean, it was rough to watch, but that ending is, that was a good ending.
What was rough to watch?
I mean.
The dog had shallow breath.
Yeah, it is.
Had snatched breath?
Shallow breath. Like barely breathing. Still alive, but barely breathing.
I mean, it was smelling.
No, like it almost drowned. Did they throw it into the water or something?
Yeah.
Terrible.
It shows that. Tear for New York cops, according to the New York Post. She's crying over dog.
Nice ending.
Makes me
how is she going to save somebody she up there boohooing over dog?
I guess that's what those female cops are for.
She rushed to save the poodle after it was thrown off a ledge by owner.
Ooh.
Who snapped.
Oh, so not necessarily into the water, just off of a cliff or something.
Was, yeah. Throw it off a ledge, he said.
Ooh. Hopefully they arrested the homeless bum for animal cruelty.
She on the airplane trying to stop a fight. She cried over a dog.
I know. There's bigger problems to worry about in NYC.
Like the one that's happening on the airplane flight. This is from The Root. Why is this for? She cried over a dog. The police cried over dog. No wonder the thugs are not afraid of the cops anymore. They crying.
True.
Watch this from The Root. A tense exchange with an airline passenger led to the whole plane being deboarded. Watch this.
No, my grandson is 4 years old, and he's getting out of school.
It really was.
No, we all agree.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be underway here shortly. We've got to take care of this issue here. Law enforcement will be arriving.
Really, your blood team doesn't disagree with her.
Next.
Oh. He can't take her nowhere.
Led away in handcuffs.
What the? That was from The Root. And reportedly, the woman sitting down did not want to cooperate. She was sitting in the emergency exit aisle and was difficult when asked if she would help and in an emergency situation. You know how they ask you, everybody in the emergency lane, they ask you, in the emergency seat, they ask you if you're willing to help, yeah. If there was a situation. Reportedly, she would ask if she would help in the emergency situation. She was difficult.
No, I'm not helping. I'm just getting out myself.
It's like, right. What a mess, but the police crying over a dog.
Man, they made it difficult for everybody.
And the police, they had to bring everybody off the plane. That doesn't seem fair.
I know.
But take her off.
Yeah.
The one that caused the problem, take her off and leave everybody else on the plane. Everybody going to be late because she crazy. Michigan, let me go to Michigan real fast and talk to Brian. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Brian.
Good, good. I just wanted to call you back and give you an update. I spoke with you, it's been probably about 3 months ago. I just started listening to you. And I finally forgave my mother yesterday. And it went well. I think it went over her head. She didn't really realize what was going on because of the state of mind that she's in.
Yeah. She understood. She didn't want you to know she understood.
I don't know. I don't think maybe she did after I left the room. I guess maybe you probably won't remember, but if I would have found you 3 months before, I would have never did what I did, and I moved my mother in with me. And you told me at that point that I moved the devil into my house.
Yep.
And
are you married? You're married with a family, with kids, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my kids are grown, and
right.
The last one finally just left this year.
Right on.
25 years old.
Wow.
That was a lot to do with me and my wife. The way things are going in the world, we encouraged him to stay at home.
Wow.
Save more money. Because I told him, I said, look, I love you, and I want you to get out on your own. But I don't want you to get out on your own, and then 6 months later, you need to come back because you can't make it. I said, once you leave, I want you to leave. I don't want to deal with coming back, leaving, coming back, leaving.
What made you think that he couldn't make it for you to say that to him?
I don't know. I guess probably because he was the last one. He's the youngest, and we kind of sheltered him.
Oh. Already weakened him.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I got you.
And he's showing me now. I shouldn't even bring this up. It's really messed up, and I'm just waiting for it to all crash and burn. He met a girl. He's really wanting a girl. He wants to start a family. And he met a girl, and they moved right in together.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you have mama him all his life.
Right.
You
That's
and
true.
His mother and mama him. So now all he have done is gone and found another mama.
This is true.
And so I do what you want, of course, But I wouldn't let him back. He got to go through these hard times. So maybe through the rough time, he'll grow up. Maybe not, and maybe will, but he got to suffer on his own at this point.
Right, yeah. He's not coming back. He's going to have to. I went through his bills with him, you know, as far as a financial plan, if you want to call it that. We went over how much he makes a month, what it would cost, and I told him. I said, you can do it on your own. You don't need a girl. I said, it might be tight, but you can do it. And I wished I would have encouraged him on that before, that you can do it.
Yeah, nothing. While he was growing up, not now, but while he was growing up.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so your mother's still living with you?
Yep, mom's still here.
What a mess.
She is, she secludes herself in her bedroom and finds things to complain about.
Of course.
Yep.
What did she say when you told her you were sorry for resenting her?
She just kind of put her hands up like, oh, well. And I told her, what I told her was, I said, Mom, because I was talking to her yesterday, because she's really been in a depressed state for probably about a month now.
That's that anger. She's been that way all her life.
Right. That is. Yeah, you're right. And I tried to tell her, I said, Mom, you got to change your thoughts. You have to change your thought process. I said, it's all in your mind.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, it's the devil, Mom, without going into detail about things that you talk about. I wasn't trying to push any of that. I just tried to give her some tidbits on her thoughts. And I said, it's those thoughts that are making you feel the way that you feel.
Yeah.
And you're acting out on them. And I said, all you do is lay here in this bed 24/7 and you conjure up things in your mind that you think are legitimate problems that are not.
Yeah. Amazing.
And you're acting on them and it causes problems. I told her, I said, you're creating problems that are coming between you and me and you.
Yeah.
And you and my wife and you. I said, all we wanted to do was give you a place to live where you could be somewhat happy in your last years. And I said, and you're not happy.
And because of time, what did she say to that?
She said, no, I'm not happy. And she said, I think maybe I need to go find a place to live. And I said, hey, if that's what you want to do, Mom, that's great.
Yeah, you should say, how soon? That sounds good. How soon?
Well, then later on, I went in and talked to her, and she said, well, I guess I'm not going to be going anywhere because everything I look at is like $2,500 to $3,000 a month, and I can't afford that. And I said, well, Mom, you just got to change your thought process. I said, you could be here, and this could be a happy time in your life. I said, yeah, we're all dealt with things. She lost her husband, so she's looking back on that stuff. Like,
you need to overcome that anger too, man.
Right, I've told her that.
Are you the only child?
I am.
Oh man.
Yeah, I am.
Can't you put her in an old folk home?
You know what? It just doesn't feel right.
What doesn't feel right?
It doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm going to be turning my back on her.
What is it supposed to feel like? I don't know. Understand that.
Well, like I just said, I'd feel like I was turning my back on her, like I wasn't there.
Are emotions necessary?
Yeah, no. You know, I was going to answer your biblical question, and that plays right into it. Would you like to go through your biblical question before I answer it?
Are emotions necessary?
No.
Then why are you going with feelings concerned to her?
Right. That's right.
No, there's a question.
I know. I know you were going to say that was a question. I understand that. And I don't know why I am. I guess because I haven't fully overcame everything yet.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You're going to regret it. She's going to destroy you.
I hope not. I hope not. I pray that she...
Praying ain't going to do it.
Well, I'm just as a figure of speech. Because I've asked her, she says, She told me yesterday, Brian, I pray all the time. And I said, has it helped? And she said, well, sometimes. And I said, no, it hasn't helped at all, Mom.
Right.
I said, because I used to do it. And I said, and nothing really ever came of it.
She's still angry. She's still frustrated. She's still lost. Ain't nothing changed.
I got another quick question for you before we end this one.
Yes.
Back in last year, around October of last year, I was laid off. I'm a contractor, but I've recently hired into this company. I won't name the company. It's a big one.
Good.
And I went to bed. I was getting ready to run out of unemployment. And I went to bed that night, and I did my, what you would say, your hooping and hollering prayer. I wasn't laying in bed hooping and hollering, but I just had my eyes closed in your typical prayer to God. And I got done praying, and I heard this voice in my head say, Brian, they're going to call you tomorrow, and they're going to want you to come back to work. And I answered the voice in my head, and I said, no, they're not going to call. They don't have any work. And it ended there, and I got up the next morning, and I had no more than got up, and the phone rang, and it was my contract house, and they told me, yeah, they want you to come back to work tomorrow. And I was, like, blown away. I thought, wow, this is crazy. And I really thought, this must be from God. So I went back to work, and it evolved into them wanting me to hire in. And I accepted their offer, and I hired in. And I just kind of, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, can the devil make things happen like
100%.
That?
Devil can give you things like that as well, like jobs and physical things, and pretend that it is coming from God. Absolutely.
Do you think it was the right choice?
Well, I mean, you got your job, so yeah, go back to work and do what you think, and be grateful you got your job back and move on with it. But just recognize the devil will give you things as well.
Do you think that was something that the devil did to solidify in my head that, hey, keep doing this, and I'll keep giving to you?
That's possible. I don't know about that particular situation because I wasn't there and it didn't happen to me, but that is quite possible.
I thought that was just... That really kind of blew my mind that it all transpired that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really crazy.
Well, just watch on it. Watch it, watch it, watch it. But don't worry about it. Don't fight with it. Don't argue. Go and do your job. You got your job back. And just take one day at a time, all right?
This company that I hired in with, real quick, another thing about them is they're real liberal. And they're all for... Like, I get emails on my computer.
Yeah.
Because I'm a leader at this place. And so I get company emails about, oh, we're here to support all people, LGBT community.
Let me just say this because of time, I got to run. But most companies are like this now. But you just go there, do your job every day. Don't try to save them, don't be angry at them. You're there to make a paycheck. Let them do whatever they want, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, really, it's all about the money for me. That's what I've told people that I talk to, that I know, that have been in the trade, and they ask, man, why'd you hire in here?
But listen, I got to run because the clock on. I want to try to get a few super chats if I can.
All right, buddy.
Call me again.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble. Prep Ham Paul gave a couple of Rumble rants in church yesterday. I don't use the label of sinner, but I feel until I am perfect, then I am a sinner or can sin, even though it's been paid for.
Amazing. I asked a question yesterday in the meeting, which is easy for you to accept. You're a sinner or all your sins been washed away? And he's responding to that. Thank you.
Before he paid the price mortally, Jesus... Were all the people before that sinners, since they hadn't been paid for yet?
Right. Absolutely.
Isaiah, over on Bond YouTube. My dad is almost drunk all the time when I forgave him when he was drunk. Did that count, or do I go to him when he is sober?
I mean, Lord, you know that you have forgiven, And it worked, it worked. But as long as you know you have forgiven. Amazing. Thank you.
The Last Glassbender says, I just discovered this feed. Spectacular. Talking about the church stream on IG.
Right on.
Man Instagram.
Right on. Thank you.
Matt Eve says, I love all your work.
Thank you. And thank you all for helping to support it, too. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson in one word. Amazing.
It was amazing. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Norman says, my mother keeps calling me. What do I do every time I get the urge to off myself? I know it's the ego, or I think it is, but amazing how that works. It's very painful.
Tell her to stop calling, and if she doesn't, just don't answer the phone or block her. Thank you.
Retro Memento, thank you for adding a best of the week, an amazing compilation.
Thank you, Hank.
Nice.
Amazing.
That's actually Sean.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
Someone bought a coffee, no message.
Thank you.
Kohlberger Art, 20 copies. Thanks, Jesse. Great fellowship. I definitely was self-worshipping the art I did. Made me feel good doing art. Bad when doing bad art. Fully consumed me. Got to me what I am. Now I'm ready to let it go with some time and AI. Happy birthday, Big Boss.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I like the name Kohlberger. It sounds like a tough cowboy or something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tim Scott, Tim, the real Tim Scott, said donation day. Gave a Cash App donation.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Ralph says, good morning, y'all. Wishing you all well on Rumble.
Thank you.
Aries one with a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Colette bought 3 coffees. Good morning, Jesse. I just found you and I'm looking forward to hearing you today.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. I got to stop there.
Okay. We'll finish the rest tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after that, Joel Friday TV. And maybe the anchor, maybe not sure yet. Get on that straight and narrow path. Stay there. Stay. And when you've done all you can do to stay, stay some more. Endure till the end. You get the prize. All right? And JT and somebody just dropped and James dropped and everybody. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Country Western Tuesday already. Thank you all. Forgive, do the silent prayer, and stay present. I'm telling you, it's a mind-blowing. Take care, folks. Thank you so much. I know we can find a way. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. but it's amazing to see it. So relax.